Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves as we launch into hour number two. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. They're on us. That is freetalklive.com. Well, there's news after the Hurricane Katrina Rita debacle, Mississippi. Something's been going on down there with the insurance companies, Mark. I don't know if you caught wind of this, but apparently Mississippi Attorney General Jim Hood said he'll seek legislation aimed at blocking State Farm Insurance Company from refusing to write new homeowners and commercial policies in the hurricane-battered state. Essentially, what has happened was that State Farm, Mississippi's largest homeowner insurer, said Wednesday that it had enough of the untenable legal and political climate in the state and is suspending writing new homeowners and commercial policies. The company said the suspension would begin Friday and continue until the business climate in the state is more palatable. And who can blame them when they're being treated like this by Jim Hood, the attorney general? Hood's plan would require any company that writes automobile insurance in Mississippi and also writes homeowners policies in other states to offer homeowners and commercial properties throughout Mississippi. Hood says his plan's modeled after actions taken by the state of Florida, our former stomping ground. Florida's legislation primarily deals with preventing policy cancellations and non-renewals, but Hood said a model could be crafted to force companies to write new policies.
Well, can he force them to write new policies at a certain? Is he going to force them to write new policies at a certain rate? Because they could just offer homeowner policies
for $1 million a year,
some huge amount. I'll tell you that some of the rates have been really high.
Well,
I've still got a house in Florida.
Considering what he's talking about here, I mean, the attitude of this guy, we can force these companies to do this. I'm sure he could. He thinks he can force them to write it at maximum. You know, having a maximum rate set. Hood said of State Farm, quote, "We're looking at a robber baron in the face that's trying to make an example of Mississippi." State Farm spokesperson Phil Supple said Friday that Hood's rhetoric, including his comparison of State Farm to a robber baron, is a remarkable response to what was purely a business decision. He says it does underscore the legal and political challenges we face in Mississippi. We're not trying to pick a fight. We're trying to serve our existing customers. Hood says he's urging Governor Haley Barbour to issue an executive order that would force the insurer to continue writing policies until the Mississippi legislature can deal with the issue, meaning passing some sort of law that would mandate that, as they put it, any insurer who writes auto policies, who also writes homeowners policies in other states, would be forced to accept new homeowners in the state of Mississippi. And that's just wrong. I mean, what it's going to do, as the article will point out, it's driving companies out of Florida. It's just going to drive companies out of Mississippi. They're just going to say, you know what? We've got other states that will let us do our business the way we want to do it.
This auto policy thing isn't that great anyway. We're out of here.
Yep, see you later. Then what are you going to do? Are you going to write a law, Mr. Hood?
What about all the people that are employed with State Farm in Mississippi that are going to lose their jobs because of this guy's legislation?
I don't know. That would be a tragedy.
I'm not saying that it necessarily is going to happen. State Farm may very well bow to his demands.
It doesn't sound like they want to. It doesn't sound like they're going to. It sounds like they're pretty serious about this. And I hope they don't bow to their demands. Of course, actually, as it turns out, they won't have to because the governor says, or at least at this point, they're not going to have to. The governor's not going to write the executive order. Barbour said he's not going to. Quote, "Having considered my statutory and constitutional emergency powers, including the statute you cited in your letter, Mr. Hood, I have no authority to force a private company to sell its products in the state of Mississippi." 1-800-259-9231. Do you think that this is legislation that should be passed? Do you feel like the government should be able to force a company to do business within its state borders? Do you think that, because that's essentially what he's saying. He's saying that, okay, well, the company's already here, so now we're going to force them to sell a specific type of product. Well, we don't want to offer that product for sale anymore. That's like the attorney general saying to McDonald's, you took the what's the rib sandwich? The McRib?
McRib.
Don't they bring that back from time to time?
Yes.
Okay, you've taken the McRib off your menu, McDonald's, and, you know, I really liked that. That's a really tasty sandwich, so I'm going to issue an executive order that that mandates that you and McDonald's have to start selling the McRib again, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I mean, you can't do that. I understand government's got its little regulatory fingers and it gets into all sorts of things, but one of the things they can't really do at this point is force an industry, force a business owner to sell a particular product or service. It's absurd. By the way, Hood is a Democrat and Barbour is a Republican, and both happen to be seeking re-election this year.
Mm.
Barbour has criticized Hood for suing insurance companies since Katrina. State Farm's announcement about not writing new policies comes 2 weeks before candidates' qualifying deadline in Mississippi. Hood's plan prompted criticism from other Mississippi officials who say that the Florida legislation it's based on is driving insurers out of that state. Lee Harrell, Mississippi's deputy insurance commissioner, says Florida did something similar, and we're seeing companies leave Florida daily. Bob Lutain, spokesman for the Florida Office of Insurance Regulation, said the portion of the Florida legislation that Hood cited as a model takes effect in 2008. He says it will have a very limited effect on insurers in Florida because there are few companies that refuse to write homeowner policies in Florida while writing them in other states and selling a large number of auto policies. Robert Hartwig, even though it might have a very limited effect initially, it's still going to put a bit of a chill on the industry. There are still going to be companies that are going to be paying attention to this saying, oh, that's what you're going to do, huh?
Nice.
So we're not going to be affected by this yet, but if we decide to stop selling our insurance, then you're going to come jump down our throats, too. Vice President and Chief Economist for the Insurance Information Institute, Robert Hartwig in New York, an industry-funded group, says Hood's proposal isn't likely to succeed in compelling State Farm to continue writing new homeowner policies. Automobile insurance isn't profitable enough to offset losses in the sale of homeowner insurance in a hurricane-vulnerable region, so the company might be inclined to stop selling auto policies if they must also sell homeowner insurance policies there. So essentially just saying, hey, this auto insurance thing isn't what it's cracked up to be. Well, what are you going to do then? What are you going to do if State Farm just pulls out of Mississippi entirely? What, are you going to lobby the federal government to pass a law to mandate
bring
that they
back?
Come back? A spokesperson for State Farm said earlier that the decision was to stop writing policies in Mississippi was due in part to a wave of litigation the company has encountered since Katrina, which struck on August 29, 2005. The litigation has included a recent federal jury's $2.5 million punitive damage award to a couple who sued State Farm for refusing to cover the Katrina storm surge damage to their Biloxi home. U.S. District Judge, and that's probably because they didn't have flood insurance.
Right. Well, the big problem that State Farm has is that they were covering people for wind damage, but they weren't covering people for flood damage in these policies. And, you know, I got to say that most people don't really know what they're getting covered for when they get homeowners insurance. They just want to be covered. Hey, my house has just gotten destroyed. I'd like a check, please.
Right.
I was paying all along for, you know, my house to be covered, and I'd like a check now. I've got to say that these insurance companies aren't as clear as they could be, but at the same time...
But they also have to cover their butts because the government mandates and has so many mandates and so many regulations on them. So I understand both sides of it. I see where you're coming from on that, but you know, nothing's going to happen here.
But Mississippi mandated that anybody who is covered for wind be covered for this hurricane damage.
After the fact?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Hood sued State Farm and several other major insurers less than a month after Katrina for the company's refusal to cover more than $2 billion in damages. The company and Hood reached a settlement in which State Farm agreed to pay about $80 million to some 600 policyholders. Policyholders' attorneys has accused State Farm of pressuring engineers to change their conclusions about whether wind or water was responsible for storm damage so claims could be denied. Insurers say their policies cover damage from wind, but not rising water, including wind-driven surge. Now, of course, the rising water wouldn't have happened if it weren't for the Army Corps of Engineers. Not Mississippi. That was New Orleans, so never mind that. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. Let's go to Martin in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Martin.
Hey, gentlemen. Let me just say what an honor it is to once again be on the number one podcast in the world.
Well, thank you, Martin. What's on your mind tonight?
I was on a ski trip over the weekend and stuck in a condo with one of my wife's, what I can only assume would be a socialist friend.
Okay.
The discussion turned to Walmart, and I would like you guys to critique my argument back with her.
Excellent. We'll do that here in moments. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Love duking it out with the socialists.
God, I want to sell Walmart some commercials.
800-259-9231. Have you called them yet?
I wouldn't know where to start.
Well, pick up the phone. That helps. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas, February 16, 2007, gold $664.90, ounce gold coins are at $686.35, $345.73 for half, $172.87 for quarter ounce. That's $686.35, $345.73, and $172.87. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses 1/5 of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over 1/2 to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost 1/2 of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want. Via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, completely free. Archives included. You know those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their websites, including their archives? We give it away. An entire year's worth of the show. Not some piddly one-show freebie or a one-hour freebie or anything like that. A year's worth. Free. Front page of the site. Go download them. freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or a living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. LegalZoom.com.
Let's go back to Martin in Michigan. Now, Martin, you said you had a conversation with a rabid socialist recently about Walmart, and you wanted to go over it with us. What happened?
Well, I sat and I listened to this this chick talking, and it's always the college ones that usually are so full of the misinformation when it comes to freedom.
Yep, there's actually a conversation going on with my girlfriend Julia. She's been trading emails back and forth with some socialist, another rabid one, that he's in college and he loves going to college, and he swears he didn't get his ideas from his professors. He thinks it's all his own ideas. It's amazing.
Well, this chick got all her ideas, and her argument was backed up by the fact that she did a paper on Walmart for one of her classes.
Okay.
So, you know, there's no facts there. But anyway, her main argument, I'd like you guys to tell me if I handled this right. Her main argument was they take advantage of their workers. And, you know, I asked her, of course, to cite some examples of that. And the one that she kept going back to was, they force them to work 39 hours so they don't have to pay them benefits. Now, my response to this is, if they force them to work 39 hours, yet every day those people went home and chose to come back, how is that force?
It's,
you know,
not.
I've got to say that that's exactly the response I would have used. Look, as reprehensible as I think it is that Walmart would dangle, you know, benefits in front of these people and then not give it to them, you know, by not letting them work a full 40 hours.
I don't think that's accurate either.
I don't think it necessarily is. You know, you have to show me that, and I don't know. But that would be reprehensible behavior to keep your most of your staff at 39 hours so that you don't have to give benefits.
Right.
But at the same time, that staff's clearly not demanding to be, they must be getting compensated in some other manner that is sufficient to them.
They're still there. They could go across
the
street
just
to Target.
They're not just still there. Just like he says, every day they come to work.
Yep.
I mean, it's not like they're stuck there. They're not chained there. Every day they get in some little conveyance and depart the parking lot and then return the next day.
I mean, there's usually other stores in the vicinity of Walmart. There's other places they could be going to work at. They're not being forced with chains and a whip to stay there. I mean,
well,
it's absurd.
She gave me the argument, of course, that, well, sometimes that's the only place that these people can work.
I don't believe it for a moment.
And, you know, if they were being forced to work 39 hours, which I don't think anyone is forced to do anything in life,
nope.
But if that were to happen, my thing is, in some situations, that would be a good thing. Say, for example, I work at a store like Walmart, and my wife carries the benefits, so I'm not worried about benefits. Maybe I want to work as many hours as they'll let me work.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't need benefits. That should be up to me, not a general policy of whatever lawmakers that forces them to do something. And then, you know, I think you guys have covered this before. I think you said once when you were working at Kmart, once you got to 40 hours, they don't want you to work anymore because they'd have to pay you time and a half.
That's correct.
But if I want to work 50 at my time, instead of going and getting another job at 10 up to pick up that 10 hours a week, why can't I just continue to work there without receiving time and a half?
That would be a federal government law, I believe.
Right.
And I wish you could do that. I wish you could say, hey, man, I don't want the overtime. I just want to work. But you can't. The feds step in and say that's not allowed. You know what? This socialist that you met, people like her, they believe they're smarter than everyone else. They're central planners of the lowest order. They're people that believe they know how the world should be run, and if you had just put it in their hands, everything would be fine. They would be able to control everything. In fact, she believes that she's smarter than every single person that works for Walmart.
She actually claims to understand some of my libertarian ideas.
Just because she's heard the word doesn't mean she understands them.
Right, and as I talked to her, I started to realize that. But she still thinks there needs to be someone to organize everything.
Yeah.
But then you don't understand.
And that's someone.
That's exact opposite of libertarian views.
Right.
I tried to explain to her that if everyone takes care of themselves and do what's best for them, then we wouldn't have the problem. Most of the problems in the world, I think, come from other people, whether it's religious zealots or political leaders, trying to force their views on other people.
Absolutely.
Instead of letting them live their lives.
They come people like her.
There's plenty of people coming from all different walks that want to, you know, force whatever it is that they want to force on you, whether it's the people that think that a community should be kept in its original, you know, the way I remember it when I was a kid. There's those people. I hate them. You know, at...
Just the central planners, the ones that
everybody's got a better way that you should live your life. Well,
and
you know what? Take your better way and stick it where the sun doesn't shine, because I'm busy living my life here. Thanks.
Well, the irony of it all is they all believe their way is the best, but yet they don't. For some reason, they can't disconnect from that and realize that there are other people that think similarly, other socialists out there that have the same delusions of grandeur, that believe they are also the ones who have the best ideas, though their ideas may differ in some ways. They all have their intricate little plan that they want to impose on society. And if you just let them do it, then everything will be okay. But they, for some reason, don't realize that there's another socialist living down the street that has his own intricate plan that he wants to impose on society. For instance, Julia is in this email conversation with this rabid socialist. We're trying to convince him to call the show, which I think would just be a blast. I don't know if he will, but essentially, he's got this plan that he, as he puts it, requires, and it's just this grandiose, I can't even begin to explain it to you, this grandiose plan for the government to take over all industry, to abolish the Federal Reserve notes.
Right,
and,
to do away with money in general.
Not really. They'd create a government credit system where the government would essentially pay everyone, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he says that this requires universal compliance, meaning everyone would have to go along with his plan. And it's just such fantasy on the part of these central planners to believe that they can mold and sculpt individuals to go along with what their plan is. It's absurd to the extreme.
Well, that program, that plan does have a long history of success, I'm sure.
Yeah, in his mind.
But the good news from this weekend, I did get her to come around on the drug legalization. Her concern was driving while intoxicated, let's say with marijuana. And she's mainly against marijuana because there's no test to see if someone is high while they're driving.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, this is the biggest issue that stops marijuana legalization. And I say the way to approach that for anybody who's for it is, well, let's legalize the drug and then double the penalties for driving while intoxicated.
Well, this is my argument, Mark, and I think this makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
There is no test for that right now because there's no need for that test.
Right.
If it were legal and if it were a law, I think the marketplace would develop that test if there was a need for it.
But there's not, because marijuana-induced drivers just aren't causing problems. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the story. 800-259-9231. Have you had to deal with a socialist recently? What's your story? Socialist encounters. 800-259-9231. Or bring up whatever's on your mind. On the way, we're going to talk Ron Paul. There's some news, I guess, with him, Mark?
He's running for president, and there's some advice on how to get him elected.
We'll find out what that is. Your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Kamuda, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Kamuda.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system Cleveland doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498.
Shelley, you look Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, FAN.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. 9231 for all your voiceover IP needs, packet8.net. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free. That does include the shrine of female listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And get registered right now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum this weekend. That's Friday the 23rd through the 25th. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel. You know him from ABC's 2020. Michael Badnarik, Ron Paul, who we're going to talk about here in moments. Sharon Harris, Jim Babka. Free Talk Live is going to be there. There's so many people. Influential libertarians from all around America are going to be in attendance, and you should as well. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information and to get registered. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum as we go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to David in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, David.
Howdy. I'd like to talk about insurance, but first, the problem with the marijuana and driving is the THC stays in your system for a month.
Yep, that is a problem.
Right, it's difficult to just figure out from your analysis
but anyway,
whether a person's stoned or not.
The insurance company, I think, has grown into an arm of government and control, I think, because the government and insurance companies are in cahoots with each other. Like, they make laws to use their product. Like,
that's a general statement.
I make drums. I wish that there was a law that everybody got to buy a drum.
Yeah.
You know?
What kind of drums do you make, Dave?
Oh, any kind. You know, hand carved wood out of cedar, cottonwood,
wow.
Gold.
That's pretty cool.
Elk, nice big ones. So, but anyway, wouldn't it be nice for the government to say, okay, everybody has to buy a drum?
Well, I don't care about your drums. I care about radio commercials. That's what the people really need to be mandating.
Yeah, right. Or everybody has to listen to your station, right?
Right, right.
Now we're into this, like, that's not fair to the free market, isn't it? Right?
Right.
So if everybody needs the insurance because we got all expensive stuff, mm-hmm. I think it should be done to a point where it supports itself and does its job.
I agree with you.
And not be a source of an economic engine and an arm of control through policies.
David, because I see where you're coming from. You're disturbed there's a lot of mandates.
I used to bring my kid Tubin on the ski hill.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since he was 2 years old, and one day he was like seven. We were going up there to go tubing like we always do.
Okay.
And they say he can't go. He's got to be eight. And I say, why? And ever since he was two, we've been tubing. I went right through the manager and then right to the top guy, and he says, hey, it comes down to our new policy. It says you got to be over eight to go tubing. And I was like, no way.
Man, bummer.
And the kid was all upset he couldn't go tubing, and he's been tubing ever since he was two
sure,
up there.
Right.
You know?
Is that like snow tubing?
But you
like
could go
flooding?
To the top of the mountain and take him on skis and bring him down on skis if he was one and a half. They didn't have... So.
And was that an insurance company rule? Was that an insurance rule, or was that just a company rule?
Yeah, it was part of their new policy. They change insurance companies or something, you know.
Well, now, David, I understand where you're coming from, but to be fair to the insurance companies out there, they're also heavily regulated. I mean, not only are there regulations mandating insurance, but the insurance companies also have a lot of laws they have to deal with.
It's hurting both sides of the business, and it has to be revised.
Well, you know what? Here in New Hampshire, there's no mandate. This is unusual. I don't know if there are any other states like this, but there's no mandate for automobile insurance here in New Hampshire. You can drive a car.
To buy a home, to run a business, they got their hand in everything.
Yeah, they really do. And what we need to do is just get the government out of it and then let people make their own decisions as to what they want to buy. David, thanks for the call, man. All right. We appreciate hearing from you as always. 1-800-259-9231. Learn something new about Dave tonight.
You know, he makes drums.
Yeah.
You know, it makes me nervous that in New Hampshire you don't have to have any kind of insurance. Now, quite honestly, in Florida, the only insurance you had to have was personal injury,
mm-hmm.
Which essentially covered the person that you hit for, I think, up to $20,000 in hospital damages.
Did that mandate stop people from driving uninsured?
I don't think that it did.
No.
But I would think that the mandate to have insurance would cause some people to have insurance as a result. In Florida,
it's amazing that society exists here in New Hampshire, isn't it?
What I'm saying is I think that it gets kind of weird when you get down to somebody who has nothing. Suppose you get hit by a 18-year-old who essentially just barely managed to scrape together the money for a car as it is, and
that 18-year-old screwed.
Why is that?
He doesn't have insurance.
Right, he doesn't have insurance. But then what? I mean, you sue him, and what do you get? They put a lien on his.
Well, you can buy insurance to protect you from uninsured drivers. You understand that?
Sure.
So there's your solution.
And I will have that insurance.
Well, there you go. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free Packet 8 line. Ron Paul, Mark, what's the latest? I guess the latest is he's considering a run for president. I don't think it's been officially announced quite yet. I've heard rumors that it has been, but I would think if it was official, I'd see more than just rumors.
I don't think it's not official yet. But anyway,
exploring the idea.
There's, the internet is covered with Ron Paul stuff right now. Libertarians are on the warpath to get Ron Paul elected, and God bless them, I'm here for them.
He's winning some very unscientific internet polls.
Yes, he is. So anyway, this is entitled, How to Elect Ron Paul as the Next President of the United States.
I'd like to know.
Libertarians and constitutionalists need to jump ship. If you're a libertarian or a constitutionalist and you live in a state that has closed primaries, you need to join, if only temporarily, the Republican Party so you can vote for Ron Paul. He was, after all, the 1988 Libertarian Party
nominee. Hey, we don't have to do that here in New Hampshire.
No, not in New Hampshire.
Here in New Hampshire, you can just go to the primary, and if you're an undeclared voter, then you can essentially declare your affiliation on the day of the primary so you can walk into the voting place
right.
And say, today, I'd like to be a Republican. And then you get the Republican primary ballot. You go and you you vote on it. You put it in the little box, and then you are undeclared when you leave.
And it really only matters, you know, what member of what team you are when, you know, on the day of primaries.
Yep.
So registering as a Libertarian in a particular state doesn't really do you a heck of a lot of good.
Yeah.
It, you know, it's just being able to say we have that many registered Libertarians in such and such state.
Okay.
Because,
so
I mean, there's
on.
Not too many Libertarian primaries.
So Ron Paul, sorry.
No. And Ron Paul was the 1988 Libertarian Party nominee for the presidency. He is now reaching for it again, this time with the possible support of a major party and a greater chance. The primaries are going to be the biggest hurdle for his campaign, and he needs your support now more than ever, especially since he will be up against the likes of John McCain and Rudy Giuliani. Yeah. If he does make it through the primaries, he will easily be elected as the next president of the United States. With the backing of Libertarians, Constitutionalists, and Republicans, there will be no way for the Democratic nominee to come out on top.
You know, I don't see... I think they're right in that assertion. If Ron Paul can win the primary, I think he could very well run away with the 2008 election. I mean, because he's going to get up there and talk liberty.
I agree with you. I think that his biggest thing standing against him is his age.
Fact that he'll be with the Republican Party.
He will be the oldest.
Their bridge has been on fire for the last 5 years because of George Bush.
That is a problem, but Republicans still love the Republican Party, and he's going to bring a whole... He's the anti-George Bush. He's the opposite.
It's true.
Inside of the Republican Party. He's the antithesis.
If he attacks George Bush enough during his campaign, I think he'll show everybody that that he's something else.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, here's the trick. Swallow your pride, join the Republican Party. Then we might just end up...
Well, don't have to do that.
Well, you don't have to do that, but other people do.
Other people
be very helpful.
Yeah. You don't have to actually join the party. You can just register as a Republican.
Right.
Well, so the difference.
True. Register as a Republican.
Right.
Change your registration.
The party.
And that way, when primary time rolls around in a few months, you'll be ready.
Right, because in many states, in a few months...
Well, in some states, it's getting close, isn't it?
I don't know. I guess I just don't know much about primaries.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know much about them either.
800-259-9231. Are there more tips there as to how we can get the
nominee
elected?
No, that's it.
Oh, that was it. Just sign up for the Republicans and vote for them?
Well, it's something that needs to be done soon.
800-259-9231. It probably wouldn't hurt to tell a few friends about Ron Paul.
Oh, absolutely.
He seems like a pretty good guy, though. I do have some bones I want to pick with him, and I hope we can get him on the air during the Liberty Forum for an interview, because I am ready to attack. Very nicely attack Ron for a few of his points. More is on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those. They're on us. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The concept is simple. The idea is, if you like the show, send us $3 a month, and we'll take that money in and turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live, to getting the show on more radio stations, to expanding our coverage on the existing stations we're on, to getting more internet listeners on board, and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So if you like that idea, and you also want to get your hands on some perks, there are special things that the amplifiers do have access to. amp.freetalklive.com is the place to go. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a child in your life? Be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Joel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com. Or call 1-800-657-5066. That's 800-657-5066.
In case you've doubted that the government considers you a child. Now, if you are actually a child, then, well, you don't have to listen to this part, but most of our listeners are adults, or close to adults. People who are definitely not children are listening to Free Talk Live. But in case you've doubted that the government considers you a child, here is a perfect example, a perfect story that exemplifies how government feels about you. From Lubbock, Texas, the AP reporting, there's been a dust-up over a strip show in Lubbock. Police raided a sports bar recently during a sold-out Chippendale show for women. They arrested all of the dancers and angered all of the women. The raid came half an hour into the first of three planned shows. Eight dancers were arrested, along with the club's manager, the manager of the Chippendales, and the show's promoter as well. Lubbock officials say the dancers were in violation of a city ordinance that prohibits contact between entertainers and patrons.
Mm.
Several hundred female patrons, and we'll get some quotes from a different article from the police chief. The bar's owner, several hundred female patrons protested loudly, shouting, "Bring them back! Bring them back! And the city council sucks! The city council sucks!" The bar's owner says he did everything possible to comply with the ordinance and thinks police were just bent on shutting his place down. Police say they're going to seek an arrest warrant on him, too. Now, that was enough right there just to give you a perfect example of how the government considers you their little child, and they're going to take care of you. You can't have these people come into your business. You can't have sexy things going on in your private business. You're just a little child, and you can't see sexy things. Shame on you. We're going to throw you in a jail cell. And that's essentially what they are doing here. In fact, ask Scott Stevenson, the owner of Jake Sports Cafe, what happened Friday night. He's got a lot of questions, but Lubbock Police Chief Claude Jones, this from KAMC 28, Lubbock Police Chief Claude Jones is seeking some answers, saying, quote, "We're preparing a case and evidence to present to the district attorney's office, and I'm sure that will be done within a week to the next couple of days." Chief Jones says the basic breakdown is this. Jake's Sports Bar does not have a sexually oriented business permit.
Ah,
but
a permit.
They held a sexually oriented performance, and he says some of the things that took place during that performance violated rules that would have been in place even if they had a permit. Get this. Quote, "Some of the things they could not have done is getting their pelvic area in front of the faces of the women there and doing pelvic thrusts towards the women's face and taking tips at the time. Getting behind them, taking their hands and pushing it down to the waistline. Those types of performances is what crossed the line," says Police Chief Claude Jones. So, can you believe
this? They're so busy with all the stuff.
Yeah.
You know, just
what about the rapists and the murderers?
Could you please really find some laws worth enforcing? I mean, it'd be a lot easier if the robbers would say, "Hey, we're robbing here," like they did with the Chippendales dancers.
Yeah.
But, you know, just go out and enforce some real crimes. Please, you know, enforce the laws on real crimes.
Well, apparently,
everybody here was doing something voluntarily.
Yes, believe it or not, they were. In fact, 1,100 people bought tickets for the shows on Friday. And many are calling the ordinance ridiculous. Of course, they're absolutely right. But for Scott Stevenson, the owner of the club, this was all about a good time, and it's about time to get past this. He says, "I think Lubbock's ready to move on, and I'm ready to move on. Several officers were on hand at the start of the performance, and Chief Jones says that's the way they've handled performances like this in the past. But he says in those cases, business owners had the appropriate permits, and things went off without a hitch." He said Stevenson was aware officers would be there to observe. So, I mean, is there any doubt that what we're talking about here, that what we're dealing with, is nothing more than an armed gang of thugs?
Well, they're sitting there making sure that everything just goes off properly.
"Looky here, Mr. Stevenson. You didn't apply for your permit, son. I'm afraid we're just going to have to arrest you now, because, well, we own you. We own your business. We own everything about your life. You don't get to do anything unless you ask us for permission. Well, who the hell are you? Who are you people?
We're the law around
here
somewhere.
No, you're not. You're a bunch of strangers in silly little outfits carrying flashy badges around. Who the hell do you think you are?"
They think they're in charge, and they are.
Lubbock City Council Lubbock City Council member Gary Boren says the sexually oriented business ordinance is in place for a reason, Mark.
Of course it is.
Some of them being they can't exist in areas close to schools, parks, and daycares, and having a sexually oriented business also enables the public to speak for or against that establishment. I mean, come on, Mark. Obviously, without these permits, then anybody could just go and open themselves a sexually oriented business, and the public would have nothing to say about it. Or would they? Well, wait a minute. When you open a business, if no one wants your business, they don't come through your doors, and inevitably you're going to run out of money and go out of business. So when you open a business, the public does speak by virtue as to whether or not they actually come to patronize your business. Of course, the government officials will never admit to that. And the ticket holders were definitely upset after the arrest, but the police stand behind their decision. Some residents around town say they feel the arrests weren't necessary. Others say if they broke the law, they should pay the price, because the law matters.
Yes, it does.
It's the law for the law's sake. If the audience doesn't mind them thrusting or doing whatever, then I don't know what the big deal is, really, says Nadine Johnson. I agree. There are 1,100 people that bought tickets to see some Chippendales shake their stuff. And the Chippendales knew that it was all a voluntary occurrence. And the excuse about parks and schools and daycares, what? This is a Friday night deal where
I don't think their schools were open, and I don't think there's a daycare center that's going to have a bunch of kids bust out the door, run over across the street to Jake's Sports Bar, and go see the Chippendale show.
Most schools are closed down by 3 p.m. Certainly by 5 or 6, everybody's gone from daycare, it would seem like to me.
Right.
Maybe I live in a fantasy world, but none of these places are getting are doing Chippendale's shows that early in the afternoon. These Chippendale shows go on at 8 at the earliest, 9,
right. And they're not doing
10,
it in the parking
11?
Lot either. They're not doing it in the parking lot. It's a private show, and I would guess they probably have a doorman, somebody who's at the door taking a cover charge from people, taking tickets from people. So if for some reason there was a young child who happened to saunter by, say, someone whose parents aren't taking very good care of him, maybe a young 10-year-old who's out and about, 10-year-old and his friends out and about, or her friends, out and about strolling around. On their bicycles, and they happen to see at Chippendale's, the marquee for Jake's Sports Cafe, Chippendale's tonight, 8 o'clock. Of course, if you're 10 years old, do you know what a Chippendale is? You know what? They might think it's Chippendale from the Disney cartoon, and that might actually entice them to go up and see what's going on. Hey, Chippendale is here. Let's go see what this is.
I don't think you have a clear picture of 10-year-olds, but...
Then by the time they get to... Wait, you don't think 10-year-olds like Chippendale? Is that too young for them?
I think it is. I think, you're talking about 6, 7.
Okay, so there's 6-year-olds out at night, and they see Chippendale.
On the big wheels?
Presuming they can even read the marquee, they see Chippendale on the sign, and then they approach the door. They can't probably open the door. Sometimes doors can be kind of heavy. But, I think that bouncer at the door is probably not going to let the kids in the club. I'm going out on a limb with this, Mark, but... I mean, if you were running a club and there were 1,100 adult women in the club and you were having Chippendales perform, do you think you'd allow the 6-year-old in? Maybe she's got $10.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Sounds ridiculous.
This is absurd. We do not need permits to have adult shows. Adults can make decisions for their own selves as to whether or not they want to see entertainment like this. And if they don't want it, they can stay home and read their Bibles. How about that? Is that too outrageous? You can't shake your head. You're on the radio.
No, I'm flabbergasted by the whole thing. I think, it's
But
clear.
You shouldn't be flabbergasted. They've been picking on strip clubs with women performers for the longest time. The only thing that's different about this is it didn't happen in a strip club, and it was Chippendales.
Yeah, right.
It's just Chippendales aren't in the news very often.
But this happens all the time. Bars have Chippendales events all the time.
Apparently not in Lubbock, Texas, Mark, and not without the permits. 1-800-259-9231, Hour 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Chuck in Japan coming up, your calls as well. Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.